buggy whip right there, the little old stand buggy whip, so.
What about the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What would you call that?
Wheel.
Oh, you mentioned plow just today. Is it, y'all ever use different kinds of plows? Did you ever use any different kinds of plows?
We did. We had one plow. And it makes several times. We had a hard one. A lot of problems. Trying to put steel at the plow or something. We threw the plow and turn it. Turn it over and then turn it one back the other way to make a hill for you. Or your potatoes when you plant sweet potatoes, a couple like that, and then find a hill for me. But if you go broadcast and have to go in there with a harrow, and the harrow has to turn the earth up, loose the earth up.
And what would you call those trenches cut by the plow? What would you call the thing that goes across the wheels of the wagon to fit onto? You know, it go from wheel to wheel there, wheels to turn.
That Greasel's actually takes wheels off, but Greasel.
What would you call the thing that you go put the revolver to fire? You put what a revolver to shoot them?
What, the cylinder?
Or the things you put in the cylinder to shoot.
What shell is that?
Y'all ever use any coal or anything like that?
We never used any coal. We never devolved. We always have plenty of tin, plenty of wood. Had access to all the wood out of the mine. We had acres of timber that they had to dig up, discard, burn. We were tired of going up and use all the wood. We used stuff to use to go out there and cut the wood. Day off, something like that. Vacation was built, and I wasn't going to school, we wasn't working. We got to get some of that stuff up. Cut. Put it in the wagon, used to come. We used the wagon all the time. We were always slipping through up in the cellar, but we were going to make the rest
of the work. What would you call it? Say you had something heavy, like some bricks or something that you wanted to move. You might put them in what? Push it around. You might put them in one wheel. I guess everybody had one of those.
We were walking.
And say if your mother were cooking or something like that, had on a nice dress, what might she wear over a dress to keep it from getting dirty?
She always wore an apron when she was cooking. Just from the night.
We talked earlier about soup, you know, when we mentioned coat. What are the other, say a man's three-part suit, what would you call the other part inside the coat?
We call it the vest. Some people call it the waistcoat. We call it the vest.
Yes.
Three-piece suit. You put it in a lot of young men.
Tell
them. Have a date with a vest. A proper vest.